Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Wednesday, May 13th. Our testing program continues in Groton at the Wet Dock Cafeteria and in the third floor of Building 88. Since we started on Friday, May 8th through yesterday, May 12th, we've tested about 2,800 people. Employees who've been tested can access the results of their nasal swab antigen test through the portal on the LabCorp patient app at patient.labcorp.com. We continue to schedule groups of employees by their supervisor. When you are scheduled to attend, please get tested at your scheduled time. Here's what we've learned since my last update. We have no new cases of COVID-19 identified. EB remains at 42 confirmed cases. Of the 2,200 nasal swabs we've received results on so far, only one test was positive for COVID-19. That one positive result was taken last Friday and reported in my Monday podcast. We're still awaiting results on antibody testing. Those of you who have been through the rapid test know that if your rapid antibody test is positive, then you require a vial of blood to be drawn to confirm the results of that rapid test. Once the blood draw results are known, we can correlate the two blood tests, the rapid test and the vial of blood test. Those results are still being evaluated. To date, we've drawn blood tests on 44 people. Our states are starting to relax some of the restrictions associated with this pandemic, as you've seen in the news. COVID-19 is now a fact of life, and we, that is me, you, and our company, must continue to stay disciplined to each of the safety measures we've implemented. We simply cannot relax those measures, which include social distancing, wearing appropriate face coverings, and washing our hands frequently and/or using hand sanitizer. The steps we've taken together have proven effective in reducing the spread. The data over the last 8 weeks and now the test results we are learning about prove it. Now we need to maintain that personal discipline as each of us learns to live with this disease. In my podcast on Monday, I spoke about our need to carefully transition our operations to a mode of recovery with resilience. Over the coming weeks, we will increase productivity in this new environment. Today, I'd like to acknowledge several major accomplishments we've made in recent weeks. This week, Section 1 and 2 of the 795 PCO Rickover arrived in Groton from Newport News and will be moving into Building 260. 2 weeks ago, Section 6 and 7 of SSN 799 PCO Idaho traveled from Quonset Point to Groton, and the next critical step of construction is now underway. Blasting work just finished on SSN 790, the South Dakota, in Graving Dock number 2 in preparation for spray painting over the next few days. We're making good progress on Vermont, currently in the Graving Dock, and I expect we will be able to float off ahead of schedule in the next couple of weeks. In the last week, Quonset Point delivered the first Block 5 Virginia payload tube, and our engineering design team recently completed arrangements for SSN 802. Earlier today, the Columbia team completed a successful production readiness review with the Navy. The readiness review signifies the most complete design we've ever developed prior to the start of construction. Congratulations to everyone involved with the Columbia program for your efforts in this historic accomplishment. To continue meeting milestones and returning to our cadence of delivering 2 ships a year, we must remain vigilant and safe. This is not a time to relax. In fact, as our external communities begin to relax restrictions, we need to continue to be more vigilant than ever. We'll continue the cleaning and disinfection protocols we put in place. We'll incorporate efficiencies that have come about through our COVID response. Please do your part. Continue to social distance, wear an appropriate face covering, and get tested. If you don't feel well, please do not come to work. Thanks for listening.